you, Jesus and Mary. Here, our Lord speaks to us of the three particular actions we have to take in our relationship with God. And the three principal ones in living our Christian life: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And that's the order that our Lord gives it here. But note what he tells us when he mentions these three. He says, do it in secret. He is here warning us against those who, here he uses the word hypocrites. Tradition tells us he is referring to the Pharisees, who would do that, would go out in the streets and or send somebody out in front of them, before them, or do it themselves, blow a horn, so that the people could come and receive their alms, but also to make a big show of what they were doing, that they were doing what was right and just, what they were supposed to be doing. Making a big show of it, which is, of course, what we call vainglory. That is, showing the world how good they are. You're glorifying yourself. And our Lord is warning against that. That our actions, our almsgiving, our prayer, and our fasting, we should be doing to give glory to God, not to ourselves. You see? It's all about our return to God. And so our Lord tells us to do these things. He tells him to do them, and we should do them. But to do it in secret, as it were, for God alone. Not even for ourselves, for God. And our Lord himself gives the first to give us example. Today we're doing a votive mass to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And when we reflect on his Sacred Heart, how do we see him depicted? You see the heart crowned or surrounded by thorns, pierced, and a flame, and not infrequently surmounted by a cross. It reverts back to his passion and death. Our Lord gave himself completely for the love of us, but to give God glory to God, to the Father, in praise of the Father, not thinking of himself. In fact, he would pray in the garden, Father, if it is possible, let this chalice pass from me, but your will, not mine, be done. All for the Father. All for the love of us, that flame of love. That's the fire on top of the heart. That flame of his love, and a love so intense that he would give all, everything, in order to achieve that praise of the Father, in order to achieve our redemption. He's given it all to us already. He's waiting for us now to give it all back to him. We show our love for him, not for ourselves, and not to make everybody else see. Right? Because if we do that, then our Lord tells us we already have our reward. But if we do it in secret, if we do it simply to give that glory back to God, God sees that. He knows. And we are achieving then our salvation. And I repeat, that's what it's all about. Our love for God. Our returning to God. Let us seek that, to be inflamed with that love for God, who has already shown us and continues to show us his great love for us. Praised be Jesus and Mary.